This is 90.3 KECU. I'm David Wittrock. Admiral Jan Tai is beginning her fourth month as the interim president of the Naval Postgraduate School. She arrived along with a blistering report from the Navy's Inspector General. The report resulted in the removal of her predecessor, Dan Oliver, and placed Provost Leonard Ferrari on administrative leave. KECU's Doug McKnight reports on the impact that the report has had on the school and its educational partners.
The Naval Postgraduate School has been providing advanced training for military officers for more than 100 years. In the last 5 years, it has also been part of a community of higher education institutions that have looked for ways to work together. Monterey College of Law President Mitch Winnick points out it's an educational community that is unique to this area.
We go from community colleges through an undergraduate program at CSUMB to specialty graduate programs like NPS, the Monterey Institute, and Monterey College of Law.
And because each school has a different profile, each brings something new to every project. For example, NPS, CSUMB, and Monterey College of Law have collaborated on a project to address the special needs of returning veterans. NPS and the Monterey Institute of International Studies have worked together on programs involving international policy and negotiations. Even social issues have been the focus of a joint project.
For example, the Naval Postgraduate School was working with Hartnell, and they were addressing issues related to gang violence over in Salinas.
But the Inspector General's report called into question the role of the Navy School in such non-military projects. It suggested the school should restrict itself to strictly training military officers. However, the new NPS interim president, Jan Tai, says input from community leaders and educators have caused the Navy to rethink some of the IG's recommendations.
In the last 3 months, we've actually been able to shed a lot of light on the goodness that comes from the relationships that we have out here. Those relationships are better for our students' education, for the faculty to be part of this community and be recognized as part of it, and we plan to continue them.
As for the rest of the recommendations, Tai says there is a plan in place, and they're making progress.
62 of the 88 recommendations are the Naval Postgraduate Schools to figure out. And then on those recommendations that the Secretariat is dealing with, sort of the larger looming questions regarding, you know, is the mission right? Those big kinds of questions, we're actively engaged with them, and they have deadlines on that.
As for dropping the interim from her title, President Tai says that's above her pay grade.
As much as I love Monterey and I love the Naval Postgraduate School, I want what's best for the school. And if that's me, I'm happy. If it's someone else, I'm still happy because the Navy is committed to strengthening this institution.
Tai says the deadline for reviewing and acting on the Inspector General's recommendations is September. Doug McKnight, KAZU News.